Gemara on Lamed Ches, on Alpha. This is one of the most beautiful Shas sugyas, and what we're going to do is Beis Hashem do it in the manner that we like to do, and that is to do our best to try to rip apart the Gemara Rashi and start with the basic Rishon and go methodically, and then Beis Hashem plow through the poskim and the Yisodos as they apply the halacha. But we like to go Kiseidah, we like to do the Gemara Rashi, this is above the Kamal, the Mitzia, the Basra. Mar Bar Ravashi is no less holy in Ketzav Avarchan than he is in Bava Kama, right? And the Shulchan Aruch is just as holy in Hilchas Niskei Mamon as he is in Arachayim. Says the Gemara, Ba'amar Mar Bar Ravashi, Mar Bar Ravashi taught, Hai Dusha de Tamri, if you have the honey of dates, Mevarchin Yilavei Shakul Niyavidvaro. So the bracha that's made on it is a shahakul. My time, what's the reason? Zeya Balmu, it's considered the sweat of the fruit. Kiman, like, which opinion are we following? Ki Tana, we're following this opinion, this Tana. This Nan, we learned in a Mishnah, I was really happy to see that they were telling me that I looked up the Mishnah in Trumas. Dvash Tmarin the Yayin Tapufin, even though it wasn't on the Marvin Komos. The Chomet Zufaniyos, if you have exact same case, the honey that oozes out of a date, Natanel told me over Shabbos, I prepared a little bit of sugya with Natanel over Shabbos, and he told me that he had just bought dates, and here in Eretz Yisrael, it's not like the dates that we know from the States. He said that the dates he literally saw after a few days, it was sitting in a bag, there were gobbles of honey that had gathered there. Now this is going to be important, it gathered there without him squeezing it at all. It just simply oozes out. That's the tamarim of Eretz Yisrael, and it gathers as gobbles next to the dates. Okay, so here it could very well be. By the way, squeezing out is going to be extremely important in the Rishonim later on. I don't know if you ever came across it yet. Did you come across it? What's that? Good. So then, it's going to be critical later on. Okay, Dvash Tamar V'Yayin Tapuchin. That means apple juice. The Chomet Sufanios, Rashi explains that those are grapes that are immature, that are not used for wine but are turned into vinegar. Ushar me peiro shel truma. If someone was mazik, then the halacha is that if you're mazik bishogeg, then you have to pay back the kara, and the kara gives you a schus, and then you could pay back the chomesh as a form of kapara. You hear me in the back? Guys, hear me back? Okay. Reb Lazar Mechayev Kerem Chomesh, Reb Yeshua Potter. Reb Yeshua says that you're Potter.
Potter what?
He says that you don't have to pay. You don't have to.
The Karen, all of it, or the Potter, or the
Karen? Well, let's see what Rashi says. Rashi doesn't tell us, right? Rashi doesn't tell us. Rashi just says Mechayev Kerem Chomesh. Answer the last question first. L'shosim Mimenu B'Shogeg. If you drank it. We'll analyze that in a moment. The Gemara is right, means potter from everything. Because if it wouldn't be potter from everything, then you wouldn't have proven the halacha of say a baal.
Rashi says that.
Great question. I don't want to get involved with it yet, but Blina, by the end of the sugya, we'll try to. Good question. Question was, what about Bashevin? Fantastic. Good. Says Rashi. Let's beat the dayak and everywhere in Rashi. Now, the crux of our sugya that we could do over here, there are some people that would immediately begin to philosophize, or some call it conceptualize, of what is the meaning of Zeya Ba'alma. And that's what I very much want to discuss, but I think the best way to do it is to make a real serious laning in Rashi. Let's take a look at Rashi. Zeya Ba'alma, and we're going to see that this will explode the sugya. If we read Rashi really carefully, the sugya will explode. Ve'eino pri. Rashi says it's not a pri. Levare chalav bari priya eitz. It's the sweat of the fruit. The juice that oozes out of the fruit is the sweat, and it's not the fruit to make a bore pri ha'eitz. Rabosai, what is a little bit compelling in Rashi's language? What's compelling in Rashi's language? Yes, Mordechai Yaakov?
It seems like it's tapu for eggs. But it says it's not fiber chomish.
Why? Rashi says it's not a pri. Anybody else? Anybody else? In the back? Yes, Mason? Happy birthday?
Why does it
say, since it's not approved to make a shot goal, why doesn't it say Bane 03 that you wouldn't make over a grid?
In other words, you wanted Rashi to talk in the positive and not in the negative. Veino priyum bevarchim shahako. Okay. Oh, by the way, here's my opportunity to correct something that I had misquoted in Rav Schechter's name, which we're going to discuss b'iyun, Bezer Hashem. I had mentioned that Rav Schechter holds that there's a bach that says that you make a borei priha dama. I had thought that Rav Schechter even extended it to juices as well. He does not, but Rav Schechter does extend it to applesauce. We had mentioned that a puree drink and someone that entirely lost its status gets according to most, is going to go down to a shahakol side. And Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Schechter held that only goes down one dargah. So we're going to discuss that b'iyun Bezer Hashem, that bach, but now that you mentioned it, so you're right. In other words, everybody's going to say it'll get a shahakol, but you're bothered, it should say shahakol. Okay, I'm not so bothered about it because the subject of here is taking it out of AIDS, but it's a fair question to ask. What else? One last, we got a lot to do, yes, David?
Why can't we say, like what Jack said? Who's
Jack? Yeah, okay, Joe. Go ahead.
Because the Veno Chi
Devarech. He was saying, who's Yaakov? Yeah, go ahead.
It's only not a pre that the Indian work with the but it could be a pre for
Oh, okay, that's interesting deal. David wants me to die, but ain't no pre, the Varech of Bore Pre Aids. It's not a pre to give it a Bore Pre Aids, but maybe it's a pre for other things. Okay, that's an interesting deal. I'd like to make another deal in Rashi. Good, write down David's deal. For the record, David was Medaik, this very interesting deal. I'd like to point out something else, maybe even more basic. Actually, if you had asked me, and it could very well be that the Rishonim will say I'm crazy. The Achronim say that I'm not crazy, although that might still make me crazy, but just because the Achronim say that I saw this possibility in Achronim, I didn't see it in Rishonim. If you had asked me, I would have explained the Gemara differently than Rashi. I would have explained the Gemara, Zeya Ba'alma, as the sweat of the fruit that has no significance. Let me ask you the following question. And let me be disgusting for a moment. There's a prohibition to be a cannibal, right? To eat human flesh. If someone drank human sweat, would there be a tzad to say, why would you say that in such a case he did eat a human being? I would say, because the idea that when you use the expression, it's just the sweat of it, it's not it at all. It's not chashuv at all. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi doesn't say it's not chashuv. Rashi says, ve'eino pri. It's not a pri. L'varech alav bari priyayis. And now David wants to go even further. Maybe it is even a pri. But for bari priyayis, it's not considered a pri. Rashi says differently than I would have expected when I read the Gemara. When I hear the expression Zeya Ba'alma, what I think of is that's absolutely nothing. It's absolutely nothing. Rashi says, ain't a pre. It's not a pre. Let's continue on in Rashi. V'chomet Zufanio, sofe anovim sheim ispashin olamos. What is chomet Zufanio? These are these unripe grapes that will never become ripe, and they use it for vinegar. Mechayev keren v'chomesh, l'shosim en v'shogeg. Rabbi Yeshua poter, Rabbi Yeshua is consistent with the opinion that we saw over here. The zeya ba'almu, it's considered sweat, v'ein sheim truma chalalov. This is Rashi, he's using brisker terminology. Sheim truma, and the identity of truma does not pertain to it. V'ein lecha pri hanitein l'mashke, and you don't have a fruit that is given to drink, except for olives and grapes, and that's the shita that we had of Mar Baravashi. Now notice, Rashi again, here David's diuk again is a nice diuk. Rashi says, Ve'ein lecha pri anit in the mashke. Rashi doesn't say that's not a pri at all, but Rashi says that it's not a pri, it's not going to be shayach l'truma, because truma needs to be of a pri. Now, can anybody first, before we go on, explain to me in pshat, what's Rashi bothered by? Why did Rashi start talking about Zeisim Vanovim? Now, Rasugi wasn't talking about Zeisim Vanovim. What's Rashi doing when he says, Ve'ein lecha pri anit in the mashke, elo Zeisim Vanovim olvad? What's Rashi addressing? Yes, Eitan?
Rashi saying that Zeisim Vanovim, even though they're not pre's, they're still chayav truma because that's
beautiful. Rashi's bothered by Akasha. Rashi's bothered. Hello, he's bothered. Isn't Zeisim Vanovim their fruit chayav in truma samaisras? So Rashi says, "Ve'ein lecha pri anita lemashke el Zeisim Vanovim olvad." It's the only pre that's given over to be mashke. In other words, its tafkid is for mashke, and therefore it's going to be chayiv. Vamevin yavin luchura. Rashi is the same shita that we quoted, that Rav Soloveitchik observed, is the shita of the Ramban ala Torah in the end of Bamidbar, if I'm not mistaken. You guys have it in your notes. This is one of the reasons you always have to take notes. Look back, I think it's in the end of Bamidbar, where the Ramban points out that when the Pasuk says that there is a chiyuv of Truma on the Tirosh and the Yitzar, that's because the chiyuv, the pri, the identity of a fruit when it comes to Zeisim Vanovim, is not in its physical form, it's in its mashke form. So when it comes to the Din Torah of the pri, it's called a pri. When is it called a pri? It's called a pri when it's in its wine form. In fact, it's not a full pri until it reaches, paradoxically, till it reaches its state of mashke. So that's possibly what Rashi is driving at over here. When Rashi's asking himself, but everything else is Zeya Ba'alma. So why is it that there's a Chiyuv Min HaTorah on oil and wine? The answer is, that's not Zeya Ba'alma, because this is a Pri Anita in Lamashke. If it's a Pri Anita in Lamashke, it's its primary purpose, so then that's its actualization as a Pri. According to the Netziv, on Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, Rashi will be Lishitaso, Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. On Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, we had Rashi, according to the Netziv, Vamev and Yavin, we gave a different pshat in Rashi, but we had the Netziv's pshat in Rashi in the following, who had learned the following way. The Gemara had said that when it comes to olives, that olives are different than every other item that goes through a shiur. Let's remind ourselves what the Gemara says. I see also there's some Talmidim here who weren't in the shiur for that Gemara, so let me just go briefly through that Gemara. V'chein Amar of Yitzchak, 10 lines from the top, Alam Avam Amin Aleph, Amar of Yochan, Shemin Zayis Uvarchal Abor Pri Eggs. Shemin Zayis gets a Bor Priya Eggs. Alma, Afal Gavdi Ishtani B'milsakai. Then when it comes to oil, it gets a Bor Priya Eggs, even though it's been changed. Hachanami, so too the Gemara has the same should be said in regards to a wheat stalk which gets a Adama. Afal Gavdi Ishtani B'milsakai, even if it's been changed, it should not get a shahakal, it should retain its adama. Just like the olive, when it becomes olive juice, when it becomes olive oil, so then in such a case it doesn't, the bracha doesn't change. Answers the Gemara, me dummy. Hasam lesla iluya achrina. Over there, when it comes to the olives, it's not going to improve anymore. This is the pinnacle of it. Hacha, when it comes to the grain, isla iluya achrina bepas. It's a way station when you grind it down to making it into bread. Now notice how Rashi describes the way station. Says Rashi, "Hachi isla iluya achrina hilkach yotza michlal pri." When it comes to the grain, when you grind it down, it loses its identity as a pri adama. Uleklal derech achilasa lomba, and it doesn't come to any its ultimate expression of achila. Aval Hashemen miyad bo b'shinuyav leklal derech achilaso v'ikar apri lekach netuhu hilkach priyu. Rashi says it's considered mamish a pri. What's the pshat? Rashi is saying that the reason why you get a borei pri ha'etz on the shemen is because the shemen is considered the ultimate expression of this pri. In contrast to mei peiros in general, when it comes to all other mei peiros, what's the bracha that you're going to get? Not a ha'etz, a shahakol. Why? Because it's no longer a pri. It's no longer a pri. To be chayiv a bracha of borei pri ha'etz, the only thing that's going to get a borei pri ha'etz is if it's a pri. You'll ask me shemen and zayis. The answer is this is the ultimate expression of its pri. Hilcha l'klal derech achiraso v'ikra pri, and that's where Rashi l'shitas over here is driving home. When it comes to zayav alma, it could be it's still considered chashil. It's not the way you and I think, would think of sweat. No, that's not what Rashi's saying. It could be it's choshev mamish. However, at the end of the day, we say that it's not going to get a ha'etz because it's no longer a pri. And shemen and yayin is the expression of its pri, and that's why it's going to get ha'etz. This would be, I think, a legitimate way of reading the Rashi. So Rabosai, in making diyukim in the Rashi, we came to a lamda shachakira. What's the lamda shachakira that we came to? And then I'll take. I see their hands over here. What's the chakira that we came to? There's a lamdus that emerges from here. So only the Shana Gimel guys noticed it. Good. That's a simon. You got to stick around longer. There's something that jumps out from here. But the Shana Bet guys got to develop their antennas a little bit more. Okay, Aaron, take a stab at it. Go ahead.
That if something isn't the normal way for it to be like. In the sense, in the like what you said with the case of cannibalism, that if it's just the sweat of it, which means that it's not that you would never have a havamina that it's actually part of it, then that means that that's not considered a pri, and that's why Rashi uses the lashon of.
So what's a chakira over here? We can have a chakira in our sugya. By the way, many people develop this chakira when just reading the Gemara. I have a taina against the chakira. I think it's legitimate chakira. I haven't seen anybody say one of the sides. I think l'chura, all I've seen is Rashi. I found an early achron that really rejected one of the sides. And as he entertains it, and because he rejects it, he explains many halachos. But I'm not hearing from you. What's the question? What's the fundamental question when reading Rashi that we've been struggling with?
Is Zeya Ba'alma mean that it's not considered a pri kefal, or does Zeya Ba'alma mean that it's that?
You're having a hard time formulating it. Good. But you're on the right track. What was I struggling with? In other words, I pointed out, how did this chakir start? Because I noticed that Rashi used extra words. Ve'eno pri levarech alav borei pri ha'etz. And David's diuk, levarech alav borei pri ha'etz. And then we saw Rashi again later on that's struggling. But wait a second, with Zeis of Anavim, it is considered a pri. What's the fundamental chakira that we're struggling with? We'll give one more shot of that try. Yeah,
yes, more time. You're touching on the teacher. If I purposely make it for that reason, then would it be getting higher?
Where do you see that discussion in Rashi at all? I used Lamed Vav Lamed Aleph, but now I'm talking about our sugya. I said Rashi's Lishitaso. I want to know Hakira. The sugya is Mei Peros. I'm asking for a Hakira and Mei Peros.
Yeah, so the name is Mei Peros. Is the definition is it everything that's not wine or olive oil? Because we said those specifically wrote down in the pasuk. Are we saying that it's anything that you would have that's the reason you made it? Like the reason that planted the olive tree, the apple tree was from the apple juice. Is that also the
you want to ask a different question? What happens if they plant trees for totally for the mikperos? Would the halacha be the same or not? Okay, very good. You're right. That's not what I was struggling with, though, in Rashi. But what you're saying is legitimate, Mordechai Yaakov. What happened is, and our learning together right now, is I read Rashi Dibra Maskel Zeh Ba'alma, and I said, there's something funny in Rashi, and most of you guys agree with me, that you didn't expect Rashi to say Ve'eno Pri. You didn't expect Rashi to say Ve'eno Pri. So we were Masbir Rashi. So that's one side of the Chakira. What's the other side? Because I'm saying in our struggle of understanding Rashi, if you're bringing up another Gemara and raising the question that Gemara said Lekachnatu, which is a great question. It's a great question, Mordechai Yaakov. But it didn't emerge to you when struggling with over what is the Gemara saying when you read Gemara Rashi. You did it when you looked at the other Gemara, which is fine, which is great. You didn't. There was nothing in this sugya that raised the question of Lekachnatu. You used your Bikias and you raised another question. Yeah, okay, go ahead. You guys have to scream because there are people in the back. Go ahead.
In Dimar Matka, Yeshua Patel,
yes.
Says, Ve'en lecha pri hanitan lemashke. It's given. Like,
what does it mean, Ve'en lecha pri hanitan lemashke? Not Lekachnatu. I disagree with you guys. I disagree that it's not, it's, well, maybe you could disagree with me, you're entitled also. But Rashi doesn't say, lekach natuhu, he doesn't say that. He says that it's a fruit that is unique vis-a-vis its mashke, hanitein lemashke. The way I was masbir it, maybe you'll disagree with me, the way I was masbir hanitein lemashke means that it's a fruit that already the Torah says its fruitness is defined by the mashke.
He said, "Nidyan bracha."
Right.
So it was pre before, so, not nidyan bracha, but it became when you hit on the mashke. After it became pre nidyan bracha.
Rabosai, what's the other side? One side is to say that it's considered chashuv, and it's not considered when it says it's a sweat, it's not considered a pre. And the mechayiv of bracha, according to Rashi, is that it needs to be a pre, not a derivative of the pre. You want to see something really, really, really exciting before I even go on? All right, you know what? You guys are already, I'm going to distract you. Remind me to share with you something exciting, which I already alluded to in the past. Yes, what's the other side of the Chakira? Michal, you wanted to suggest?
I mean, it's not a din. It's not a din in Hashivas Bechlal. It's just that the din is Shem Pri. And, you know, and Zev Alma is Pashit. There's no having to say, ever say it has Shem Pri. The only reason why...
So crunch for me the two stadim of the Chakira?
Rashi is saying
Rashi's saying when it has a Shem Pri, it gets all eggs. If you had asked me, and that was what the mashal, that was what Aaron you were driving at, I would have been mefarish the Gemara differently. I would have been mefarish the Gemara. Obviously, I'm wrong according to Rashi. I would have been mefarish, and we're going to see the Chacham Tzvi is going to spend time telling us that the way we would have been mefarish is wrong. For Rashi, I would have explained, no, it's not chashuv. It's not chashuv enough to be considered a Bari Priya Eitz. Not that it's not considered the pre itself.
And
so where do I get this side from? Who says it? So that's a great question. I was choker right away when I read the Rashi. That Rashi seemed to me to be saying a big chiddush, and I'm going to bring out the chiddush in Rashi in a moment. I already pointed out Rashi is l'shita, so according to the way the Netziv read Rashi and Lamed Vav and Aleph. But if I later saw that my good friend from across the road, Rav Nissen Kaplan, he has a whole essay around this chakira. I happen to think that I'm just wrong. I think that side is not a legitimate side at all. Rav Nissen Kaplan didn't sway me at all. However, I do accept that when you read the Rashi, Rashi jumps out as a chiddush. Now let me just show you how far Rashi's chiddush goes. Let me show you how far, again, it's the other, so let's crunch for the guys. Number one, is the Pshat Zeh Ba'alma, is it's telling us that it's not considered the pre, maybe we could go as far as David, I love David's deal, that's not a pre vis-a-vis Bar Priya Eitz. It's not considered a pre vis-a-vis, but doesn't mean that it's mamish like sweat, Like, no one would say that the sweat of a human being would be part of the Isser of eating human flesh, right? No one would say that. But that's not what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying maybe it is considered chashuv and maybe it's considered an extension of the pri. But it's not considered a pri mamish. It's not considered the pri itself. And davar anita in the mashke is considered the pri itself. And I was medayik that the netzivu reis elam evavim alef. And rabosai, could anybody tell you, if you remember the whole bouncing ball of the netziv from lam evavim alef, you could find, if you went on in the Gemara and you didn't just follow, oh, Maron Cohen say this, I have to stop. Maron Cohen say this, I have to stop. So if you didn't, you didn't just follow my regard, but you learned the sugya by itself, you might have noticed another beautiful part in Rashi as well. In the next lines of the Gemara goes on and the Gemara says, I know you didn't have to do it. You'll be able to follow. Trima mahu. If you have fruit that's crushed, what's the halacha? Zot Rashi. Trima mahu. Mamavarchin alav. The shame trima, again, Rashi's into the shame business. Rashi became very, very lumnish today. The shame trima, the identity of truma, before it was shame truma, now it's shame trima. Kol dover hakotish ktsas. Anything that's chopped up a little. Ve'eno merusa, but not entirely mashed. The Trumas Hadeshen is medayik. You'll get this on your Maram Kamas, don't worry. The Trumas Hadeshen is medayik. The Rashi seems to be saying, but if it was entirely mashed, then for sure there wouldn't be a shayla about whether getting hot eggs. For sure the halacha would be that it doesn't get hot eggs. Why? So many are mazbir. The Rashi holds that to get an Aetz, if you're a derivative of a pre Aetz, that's not enough. It's not enough. What did Rashi hold? It needs to be the pre itself. And the pre has an identity. The pre has an identity. What's the identity of the pre? It has a tsuras ha-pri. It has a tsuras ha-pri. Whose shita is this? La halacha? The netziv. The netziv claims, and he goes, this is an exciting moment, where the netziv, in the way he learns up a Rashi, applies it halacha l'maisa on lamed vav and aleph. He says halacha l'maisa, and he carries it through, and he disagrees with the taz, and he disagrees with this, disagrees with that. And he claims he's got Rashi behind him. Rashi's not just there for pshat, you see? Our approach is not only it's our approach, it's what comes from the tradition of Elazar. The netziv also learned that way. So the Tziv rejects Poskim based on how you read the Rashi. So he says this is one unified theme of Rashi, that the only time you get a Bar Priya Eitz is if it has a status of Pri. Then you could ask, what about Zesiv Anovim? So the Tziv said what we had said, and Rav Soloveitchik had a Ramban that said it as well, and that is that we view olive oil as the olive itself. We view Yayin as the real Geffen itself. So this would be Rashi Lashitaso. Now, if we take this approach, then many, many, many things are going to be solved. I want to show you that this Havana in Zeya Ba'alma is not only important Havana in terms of reading Rashi well and understanding every word, it explains many things in Shas. Question is in what order to do this? No, let's do it. We're being Masber Rashi. Well, let's apply it. Let's take a look at the Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi develops this idea to answer quite a few questions, and I think what the Chacham Tzvi is saying is really the Yisod that we say that we're saying in Rashi. Someone pass the saber. While we're passing around the photocopies, you have the photocopies? Yeah. Who is, there were hands. Yes, Aaron, go ahead.
I want to point out that it was from the way that you explain Rashi on Lamed Chet Amid Aleph, it seems like he's a little bit shtuk with Soser himself to Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, where he says, where he explains, Shemitoch Chashibu So Kabu Lo Bracha La'atma V'chein HaPas. We're on the first
excellent. Rashi. That's a very, very good question. But already there, Aaron, it took you a little bit of while to get into things. We pointed out that Rashi, Shemitoch Chashibu So, that Rashi is problematic from the Hemshech of the Gemara. On Lamed Hey Amid Beis, we asked the Stira. that the Gemara and the Beis seems to say it's not only Chashivus, Sad and Zan and so on. So however you miyashim that Rashi, that will help us to answer your question as well. Unless you're asking the following, then you're asking good. At the end of the day, that the Gemara doesn't seem to be saying the Ramban's Svara, because the Gemara says Chashivos and Soyed and Zan, but the Gemara doesn't say that this is called the Pri itself. In other words, the way of Salvechik was Masbir, the Rashi on Lamed Vav and Aleph, that doesn't seem to be from the Gemara Lamed Hayim base. If that's your question, that's a good question. But in terms of asking from Rashi on the top of Lamed Hayim and Aleph,
well, Rashi's on Lamed Hayim and Aleph is probably basing himself off the
Gemara.
Off the,
no, so they're miyashiv. So they say that Rashi doesn't mean chashivas manish. All right. Well, anyhow, you've emboldened me. You emboldened me that this illegitimate side of chashivas might be legitimate in terms of Zeh Abalma. Okay.
The reason why I have trouble saying that you want to say twist your thumbs and everything like that in order to understand Rashi is because Rashi could have just as easily said over here Zeh Abalma. Why? Because it doesn't have Chashivusa. So obviously,
that's how we came to this. That's how we came to this Chacham Tzvi. That's how we came to understanding many other sugyas and shas based on reading Rashi well. Yes, Michal.
The here in Rashi when you say she says what has a shame pri, meaning it says over here it's not a pri lavari, but clearly it is a pri.
That's your deal, and David's deal. Okay. Go ahead.
But what makes it what's in the chayev for Bracha Eitz? It's Derech Kolos over here.
That's how you read. That's not how the Nitziv understood. You're being cholik on Nitziv. It happens to be, ultimately, we read the Gemara on Lamed Vav and Aleph differently. But that's not how the Nitziv, and all I'm pointing out is that on Lamed Chesam and Aleph, our Rashi seems to support that way of reading. You want to read it a different way? I know, that's why I said I gave a different shot.
Why is that going to be the Nitziv? Why is that the most important
shot? Because the simple reading of the Rashi now is taka like that Nitziv, and the Nitziv said it. That's the simple reading of Rashi is like this: that you need an identity of a pri in order for it to get a bracha.
Even on
all the let me just keep on going. Yes, Eitan, go ahead. I'll continue, Michal.
So, David's deal. What way would it be? In what way, if we said it's not a pre, when it comes to regards to brachos, but what way is it a pre?
So I didn't go with David's deal. That's David's deal. David, here, I pass the microphone. You're asking a question to David. Go ahead.
David, how's it like pre?
What?
how following your deal, can Rashi, in which way is Zeh about the split of a fruit pre?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying he's not saying he's not excluding anything. He's not including anything.
No, this David hasn't thought through. The answer is that David hasn't thought through the answer to your question. I think, but unless David correct me if I'm wrong. But his diuk is a legitimate diuk. It's a fair point to put down as far as a way to read Rashi. It's definitely a legitimate way to read the Rashi. Okay, Rabosai, take a look at the Chacham Tzvi. Schnapps, says the Chacham Tzvi, in Shai Lechof. Yayin Sarab, that's Schnapps. Hanasem Yechonetz Dolgum Gomor, Madina B'Pesach. What's Halach going to be on Schnapps? Everybody knows that Schnapps is Chametz, right? Is it really Chametz? Is it Chametz Mamish? This would be a big leniency. By the way, you know why this would be a very, very big leniency? If you said that it's not, the reason why it's a big leniency is because if you're going to say that the halacha is that it's not considered Chametz Daraisa, so then what would emerge, there are some people who are very makbid not to sell their Chametz on Pesach at all because it's a harama. But for Yisurei D'Rabbanan, they're makel. If the Chacham Tzvi will be able to convince us that chametz wasn't the nisr d'oraisa, when that schnapps wasn't the nisr, chametz is the nisr d'oraisa. Schnapps is not nisr d'oraisa, so then in such a case, then it could very well be that you could rely on the hetzer mechira. There are many people who don't rely on the hetzer mechira. That, by the way, this is a, I now suggest that everybody should follow this chumra of the Gra, that they shouldn't. They should only sell chametz d'rabbanan, not chametz d'oraisa. This way, we'll be assured that people won't have too much whiskey in their house. I hereby endorse it 100%. Yes, Michal. Our minute from our family—it's not only the Gra. Our minute going back to the Hasidim in Poland was—we didn't. I'm not necessarily pushing, but in our family. Bli neder, we don't sell chametz. We don't rely on hetter mechira for chametz d'oraisa. Only for chametz d'rabbanan. Yes.
Wasn't the hetter mechira originally instituted for whiskey?
Could be. So I'm saying that's the Musar Shmuz that we gave. That was in once upon a time, Jews knew how to drink. By the way, did I mention to you that there was an expression? In Europe, there was an expression where Jews drank shikr azoy v'agoy. That when someone get drunk, that was a symbol that you were a goy. If you got drunk, that was a sign you were a goy. Shikr azoy v'agoy. So that's why they were able to use that heter. But nowadays, okay, Rabosai. So this is the shayla. So says the Chacham Tzvi like this. Vahadam, our skip, by the way, it's kedai to go through the whole thing, and the first part we're going to get to. We're going to discuss the Tosas and the Sugya and Chulin on Kuf Chaf. We're going to get to all of that.
So everybody was a guy on Purim?
What's that?
Everybody was a guy on Purim?
No, that I discuss at Purim time. If you want to see before the Purim time, you could go to YU Torah where I discussed it already in the past. In Dimra Maskel, Vahadam, our Marber of Ashi. He says the following: V'hodom Amar Baravashi b'keitz ha'mivarkin. Hay duvshid the tamri mivarkin ala shahakol. My time is here ba'almahu. Haynu dafka le'inyan bracha. Delo mikri pri. Avol le'inyan isura devaser taimas linon pshita the aser kigufa isur. He says schnapps that has the taste of hops. You didn't watch the Budweiser commercial? They've lost. Beer commercials are bad in general, so I guess they've eventually lost any explanation whatsoever. But in my days, there was one kosher beer commercial. That was the Anheuser-Busch horses, where they talk about how they make the hops. That doesn't exist anymore.
It does. Miller Lite really likes to show they put three times the hops as any other beer. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Okay. So you should know. So you guys didn't do anything in science class, but at least hopefully you're watching some ball games. So you should know the idea of hops from that. But all okay. So what do we see? The hops are what? Abraham, we're not talking about the English boys that do work. So the hops are what? The hops are come from the wheat itself, and there he says it's a dover poshut. It has the taste of the beer, has the taste of the hops. The whiskey has the taste of the grain, and for that reason, it's going to be nisur d'oraisa. Va'aluka ogin divrei marav mitaptin back to muscle arif, and that's also what the Shaar Ephraim writes. Then Rabosai, he brings up the our Tosfos that we haven't done yet in Shir, but you already know from Rav Shechter. V'hadamaisi ma'aram mitukdin shamrai mikushis ha-Tosfos amayim v'varach bar minizon sal-sheikha shalonu v'lo maisi b'pshitus dinkayim v'lon sheikha shalonu over g'bayi ra b'ayim matzeh. But why don't they say, the reason why don't they bring a raya from b'ayi ra b'ayim matzeh that you should make the mizonos? Eloritza, skipping down along. Let's continue on. The Kaimalan Shekhar al-Bali Matsu, Mishun the Boila Huche, we want to prove the Hazay the Kamar, Hainu Lav Zeyo Pirsha Baalma. Says the Chacham Tzvi, when the Gemara says Zeyo Baalma, it doesn't mean that it's just simply the. What would be the best way in English to translate Pirsha Baalma? What would be the best way to describe it? just the it's even less than an extract. Just something that comes out, a derivative that came out of it. It's not just the Pirush of Alma. El Ratzon Elomer, the Kiva, the Lav, the Mashka, of it, Batul Shem Primine, Umnikri Zeil in Yibracha. It's only vis-a-vis Bracha. You see, David's Diuk is who, is what? David's Diuk is Mamash the Chacham Tzvi. It's considered entirely the pre. It's considered mamish the pre for everything else. It's specifically for bracha that this halacha is so. The moment you say that, and he goes on and on and on, the Chacham Tzvi, he applies this to other areas in Shas. But the best area in Shas is mamish for chametz. That when we say, May Peiro Zeya Ba'almo, you would have made a mistake and said that this is not the actual Isser. The answer is no! It's Mamish the actual Isser. Aye! If that's so, so then why is it that doesn't get a Bore Priya Eitz? So the answer must be what Aaron in Kavod suggested, that we have to use our thumbs. We have to use our thumbs, according to the Netziv. And this is Mamish Rash, according to the Netziv and the Chacham Tzvi. I'm in the Chacham Tzvi now. According to the Chacham Tzvi, you must. And it's Mukhra from the words of Rashi. I only came to the Chacham Tzvi after I realized that there's this issue that's going on in Rashi. Then I looked around and said, oh, Mamish, this is a Chacham Tzvi. That the Chacham Tzvi says that you're over the Yisur D'Araisa on alcohol, a chametz. It's Zeya Ba'alma. It's Zeya Ba'alma. The answer is that Zeya Ba'alma is mamish the fruit itself. It's mamish the item itself. It's an extract of the item itself. And therefore, it derives all of the properties of the item itself. However, there's a Gzeiras HaKosuv that says that's not considered a pre. But it's mamish the item itself. And it's not the pshat the way I would have translated, not for Rashi. Rashi's teaching us so much. Rashi's teaching us, Yisodos and Kol HaTorah Kula. Whether, Aaron, you agree that the end of Rashi is like the Ramban al HaTorah or not, that doesn't matter. But Rashi's going out of his way to emphasize that it is an extract, it is considered the item, but it doesn't have a Shem Pri. And that's what the Chacham Tzvi himself said on his own. And the Chacham Tzvi said, whoever thinks the other way, that just sweat is wrong. Zeya Ba'alma does not mean just sweat. It doesn't mean that it doesn't have any chashivas. It does have chashivas, and it's mamish the actual iser itself. What's that?
Why is it?
Oh, so when it comes to truma, so here there's a halacha for truma, that truma is chayiv. The question was, so then why is it that Rabbi Yeshua says that you're potter? The answer is that truma is only chayiv on the pri itself. The pri is chayiv. Whatever is not the pre is not going to be chayiv. What? Even according to Rachat? No. The chiddush here is, you could have understood truma differently, but you have to say, according to this mahalach, you must say, that the vart is that even for truma also, it needs to be part of the pre. If you remember, we already discussed that in other instances. We discussed the tour and so on, whether it needs to be mamish the pre itself to be chayiv. So the chura, Rashi seems to be on that side, that seems to be saying that you need the pre. How's the Chacham Tzvi going to answer it? Well, that's muskim la'alacha, that I leave for you to work out. That you have to work out. But according to Rashi, that's what's going to emerge. Just a second. If you pass, oh, they have it here to tell me to put out the new Tosis himself. Yes, I'll take questions. Rabosai, you photocopy Tosis Himsachim on Lamed Zayin on the base? Okay. While you're turning to that, so I'll take a couple of questions. Yes, A.B., say it loud.
For Truma, do we...
No, Chav Dalet of Beis, I'm sorry. Lamed Zayin of Beis is our old subject. Yeah, go ahead.
For Truma, do we consider the same thing as Peros as we would for, let's say, Orlar?
So that's a great question. That's from Gershon Edelstein's shir. That's from Gershon Edelstein's shir. About that, or whether we say that.
Because when you squeeze the juice out of a fruit and you just leave it, then the fruit's going to get, like, all dried up and not good anymore. So I was thinking maybe the juice is considered a Shomer Lepri.
We haven't discussed squeezing yet. Mirza Shem will get to squeezing. Rabosai, the Gemara on Chav Dalet Amabez in Psochim quotes another Mishnah in Zroim, in Trumas, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, that says the following. About halfway through Chav Dalet Amud Beis, whenever I give you a Dibra Maskel, also make sure you look up the Gemara. Ein Sof Gines Arvon Mishum Arla. You're not in violation of Arla. Ela Yose Min Azesim Umin HaAnavim Bilvad. Only if it's the olives, olive oil, or wine. Asks the Gemara, what about pomegranate juice? What about fig juice? V'ilu mitusa v'tein ron lo, my taima. So Gemara has a hav amina, la mishum de lo kachal odercha. No, so maybe it's not the normal way to derive benefit from a pomegranate. Amr le'abai, bishlemi yeshmi impru gufa de lo kachal Shapir says Abaye, if you're eating the fruit itself, so then in the normal way to eat you'll be chayv in Arla, the abnormal way you wouldn't be. But over here we're not talking about the fruit. Here it's just considered the sweat of the fruit. I just leave this as a Mavin Yavin. One could have understood the Shakla Vitaria of Shaloki Derech HaNasan as Talui in the above Chakira that we've been struggling with. Is Ba'alma nothing? Or is Ba'alma an extension of the fruit itself? But that I leave for the Talmidim to work on. What's clear to me is the following question. Tosis and Dibra Maskel, Ela Hachem Mishum Ba'alma brings up a lot of issues, some of which we will come back to. Tosis asks, though, in the last line, a famous kasha that many achronim struggle with. There are many approaches. I'd like to hear what you have to say about this kasha. Why am I bringing this up? Not because I like the achronish Torah, but rather because I think it relates directly to what we've been developing as pshat in the Minei Ubein Rashi. Asks Tosos, Tema, it's a wonder. Amai Omar Dezeh Bahamu. Why is it considered simply the sweat? V'hatam ki'ikur d'araisa. The tam ki'ikur is minatara. What's Tosis' kasha? Tosis asks like this. The Gemara that I mentioned to you in the past. Oh, by the way, here, Tosis, remember I told you Pesachim and I couldn't find you, remember that day? So that's why those v'hatar is the best. The Ozvader gives you the Marimakom. It wasn't Perik Kol Shah, it's Perik Elu Ovrim. Mandalit on the bays. The Gemara quotes Mishras Anavim that we learn from the Pasuk when it comes to a Nazir. So we learn out the fact that the Torah says Mishras Anavim, if the Nazir soaks his bread in wine and he eats it, so then he's over the Yisur D'Oraisa. So for the Gemara quotes a big machlokis, whether Tam Ki Iker, what's Halacha Tam Ki Iker? If you have a drop of milk that falls into meat, if you're able to taste the milk, then that's Basar V'Chol of D'Oraisa. If you can't, it's not. Well, Basar V'Chol of D'Oraisa, that's the way we paskin. However, there is a big machlokis on Mimdalim Abeis, whether Tam Ki Iker is D'Oraisa or not. Some say we learn from Mishras HaNavim that's D'Oraisa. Asks Tosvos, that's the Yisod of Tam Ki Iker, Mandalat Amabez, Mishras HaNovim, in Parshas Nasa. If that's so, asks Tosvos, why is it when it comes to our law, do we say that you're only Chayiv if you eat the Pri itself? What about the rule of Tam Ki Iker D'Oraisa? That's Tosvos' kash. How could you say Zeh Ba'alma when it comes to Arla? Now notice, Tosis is not getting involved in Parakeits on the Varachin, because Keits on the Varachin is talking about what? That's talking about Bracha. Maybe Bracha has its own set of rules. Can anybody bring me a Raya from Tosos on that we haven't done yet? On La Mechesa Rav Dimer Masla Haidufsha, that Tam Ki Iker wouldn't be a Kasha? That you couldn't ask a Kasha Nilchus Brachas from Tam Ki Iker? Yes, Eitan, fastest on the draw? No.
Okay.
AB?
Says all drinks go to Shabbos.
No. Anybody else? Where? Ben?
First answer.
Dovi. Yeah, go ahead.
First answer says Tom.
Tom, right. But the guys are innocent because I didn't give that to you to do a Tosis. Tosis befeirish that Tom is not going to be Kovei Bracha. That's why, if I'm even Yavin, Tosis never asked by us. that kasha, why don't we say tam kikur? But Tosfos in Pesachim of Avdalah Rebbeis asks, we should say tam kikur is daraisa. Hence, what would the halacha be? The halacha should be that you'd be chayiv. That's Tosis's kash. So Tam Kinker should be mechayiv you, even if it's Zeya Ba'alma. Tam Kinker should be mechayiv you for the chiyuv. Rabosai, what do you say about this kasha? Tosis's kasha. Tosis has a vitema. Okay, you know what? I want you to think about it. It's a very fascinating kasha, and how this relates to the Rashi and our discussion, what the Chacham Tzvi brings out, I think is going to be very, very critical. Okay. Let's begin the Rosh. The Rosh that we will start in our marathons. Says the Rosh, in Siman Yud Beis. Rabosai, make sure I get back to this kasha, okay? Avram, you'll remind me to get back to this kasha. Says the Rosh, Siman Yud Beis. Marbar of Ashi. It's improved like Shemin and Zayis. The Bahag learns. Bahag learns that in order to be chayiv, any fruit would be chayiv bar priya eitz as long as water wasn't mixed into it. Everything would be chayiv bar priya eitz. The problem is that the Rosh asks, that's against the Beferish of Gemara, our Gemara. Veloni here. David Kamo Ayotzim in Ramonim Mutainim, Darim Perikol Shadi Hashmin Losea Ba'alma. That we learn when it comes to Ramonim Mutainim, you're not Chayiv in regards to Arla. It's only the sweat. Vainzavik Sabarmel Ayotzim is Esmeral, Gabi Arla, Velo Adif Miyayin Tapuchim. Rabosai, can anybody ask, first, before we go, I'm going to jump, but I have to hold myself back. What's the Rosh's Kasha? Rosh says, Beferish. We see that it is considered Zeya Ba'alma just simply when it sweats out from the fruit. So how could the Bahag say, no, our Gemara is only talking about where he added water? By the way, in Pshat, Rabbo said, there's a little bit of a question over here in the Rosh. Why did the Rosh go to Pesachim Chavdalim Abeis? L'chura, our Gemara, had also quoted the same thing in regards to Dvash Mar Viyayin Tapuch V'chomet Stefanios, that Rabbi Yeshua says that you're potter. And he's going to the same case in Pesachim. What's that? So the question is, how's the Bahag Mefarnes our Gemara? How's he going to learn our Gemara? Unless you can say our Gemara is also, he's going to learn that case there was water. And this case there wasn't water.
That's talking, that is what the Bahag's on.
I understand.
So what's
no, Duvsha. No, but our Gemara started with Duvsha the Tamri, okay. And then the Gemara brought a riot from Dvash Tamar Minyayin Tapuchim. So I don't know if it's Sarachiyun, I don't have a good answer to this question. Why did the Rosh need to go to Pesachim and the Rosh not ask from our Gemara? Okay, that's the Sarachiyun. Answers the Rosh for the Bahag. The Efshir the time of the Gon. You want to suggest why he did our Gemara? Yes, go ahead.
Because the Bahag's whole halacha is that from the Sugrai that we had, he also commented on Marbar Rashi. And he also on Muhammad Bahar Beis. He also spoke about Orla and Bracha. And Marbar Rashi says Orla and Bracha are totally. If Orla and Bracha are totally, and that says everything but Zeisim and Avim are not Chayav Orla, then it shouldn't get Haetz.
Since the Gemara already told us earlier that Arla and Bracha are connected.
According to the Bahag.
According to the Bahag that we had in the past?
Yeah.
Okay. So alright, so there's a fascinating shtickl Torah. I need to think about it. Okay. So the Rush answers like this. Ve'efshar time of the Gon. I'll say it over if it works, please nether. Ve'efshar the time of the Gon. Says the Rush, maybe the Pshah is like this. Mishum v'kra ksiv udvash. V'lo ksiv tmarim. Imkei kra ayri bedvash hazam me'elam min ha'tvarim. The Torah says specifically that when it comes to Arla, the halacha is, it describes also the dvash. And means that something oozes out of the fruit. Vimkein kra ayri dvash hazam me'elam min ha'tvarim. U'bichlal shivas ha'minimu. U'mevarech halav bore priya eitz u'brach achas me'im shalosh. The Torah goes out of its way to speak specifically about dvash. What does that indicate to me? That specifically dvash is a prototype of the Shiva Minim. Not the tamar, it's honey. V'lo dami liyotzim min ha-ramonim u'te'enim u'layin tapuchim da'inu yotzim al-yidei k'tisha v'schita. It comes to Rimonim there, as you see, when you walk out here in the Old City, particularly in the Arab quarter, you see that they press the pomegranates. So the way in which the juice is produced from pomegranates, there it's pressed. It's forced out. So then, in such a case, then we say it's Zeyah Ba'alma. However, if it's something that's Zav Me'olav, so then in such a case, then it's considered the fruit itself. Hence, when the Bahag said that if it's Nasim Bo'mayim, what he's driving at is the following. He's contrasting that to something that's dvash. If it's the dvash, so then in such a case, then that's the prototypical form of that fruit. However, if we're not talking about the dvash, but rather what we're talking about is something that was forced out or has water inside, so then in such a case, the bracha is going to be not a borei pri eitz. However, if it oozes out, says the Ba'ad, then it's always going to get Borei Pri Eitz. What's the makar? The makar of that is the pasuk itself of Dvash. That the Torah says that Dvash is the expression of the Te'ena. If the Torah already taught us that, then of course, if it oozes out, it's going to get a bracha. When it comes to Rimonim, we never said that. So we should say the same thing about Rimonim. The answer is that by Rimonim, it doesn't ooze out. It's squeezed out. But if you have a fruit that it naturally came out from it, then in such a case, it will also get a Borei Priya Eitz. So according to the Bahad, when do we say Zeyah Ba'alma? What we have according to Bahad is a new Hagdara of what Zeyah Ba'alma is. The Bahad's Hagdara of Zeyah Ba'alma is not what we saw from Rashi, that anything that comes from the fruit is not a juice, is not the Iker Pri. No, it could be the Iker Pri. And even when it comes to Tmarim, it could be that it's going to be the Iker Pri. Now we see Hagdara number two, and that is that something that's squeezed out is going to be considered Zeyah Ba'alma. If it oozes out, then it's not. And the only time when it oozes out that's not going to get a Borei Pri Eitz is when you add water to it. If you add water to it, so then it's diluted, then it's no longer considered the Eitz itself. Rabbosai, will continue the sugya. For 3 minutes, I would like to do it Dvar Halacha. If you don't mind, please pass my Mishatura, stick around. I'll do it in 3 minutes. In Simin Reish Gimel, Simin Reish Dalet, we're up to Simin Reish Dalet. We are up to Halacha. Yes. Halacha Tes. Oh, sorry, Halacha Ches. So we're up to Halacha Ches. Last time we spoke about a soldier drinking and the halachos of Shehako. Let's do Halacha Ches. Simin Reish Dal Siv Ches. Kol ha'cholim v'amashkin she'odam ochel v'shos l'refua. Anything that a person eats or drinks for refua, do you make a bracha on medicine or not? So the answer is the following. Im tamam tov, if it tastes good, v'achich nene me'em, and the palate enjoys it. In other words, a cough medicine that it has a good taste, mevarech alayim tchila v'sof. Then you make a bracha beforehand. Imansu lechol l'shtos. If someone forced you, avagat achich nena mimenu enu mevarech hol v'nena sakach. If a person was forced, so then in such a case, then they don't make a bracha. But otherwise, you even make a bracha on medicine if it tastes good. If the medicine does not taste good, so then in such a case, you don't make a bracha. Unfortunately, halacha test sometimes comes up as well. Achol machal o mashke shel isur mepnei sakana. Let's say someone was in a state of sakana and they had to eat something that's treif. So this is a big machlokis between the Rambam and the Ravid. Here we paskin mevarich alav tchila v'sof, that a bracha is made both before and after. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, he gives a couple of examples. First of all, someone who he has to eat treif, and then it also comes up in regards to someone who needs to eat on Yom Kippur. Someone who eats on Yom Kippur in such a case is going to make a bracha. What about Kiddush on Yom Kippur? If Chas v'Chalila a person needs to eat on Yom Kippur, so we're out of time. Bezer Hashem, next halacha, remind me of Bezer Hashem.